Hello, folks. Welcome to the Music in Mind podcast. This is episode one. My name's Rory Campbell, and I'm a music therapist with the Learning Disability Service with NHS Borders. And today I'm going to have a blether with our Chief Executive Officer, Rafe Roberts. We're going to chat about musical stuff and play some tunes. And later on, I'm also going to have a wee visit from a good friend and colleague also with the Learning Disability Service. So look forward to that. Hello, Rafe. Thanks for joining me for a blether.
Delighted to. No, it'd be good.
Yeah, great. We're gonna see where this conversation takes us musically. I won't go too much, I don't think, into work, but how are you doing that just now? Are you going in to work? Are you working?
No, I'm going into work at the moment. I've been back going into work for a week or so, 10 days maybe, having self-isolated for 2 weeks and then for another couple of days afterwards because I wasn't sure if I had symptoms or not. So I worked from home for just under 3 weeks in the end, which was an interesting experience.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I think at one level, I think it's interesting to think that lockdown is probably much easier if you can get out regularly. So although work's been interesting and challenging in a way, the ability to go out to work at one level, I think, has been quite a privilege.
Yeah, I think everybody's had to adapt in all sorts of ways to this. And working from home has been a big one for many, many people. I was off yesterday. I had a test which thankfully came back negative, so luckily I'm clear, so I'll be heading back to work. It's kind of difficult for me as a music therapist to work from home. There's only so much you can do.
Not only so much you can do from home, probably.
Well, in saying that though, that there are kind of leaps and bounds taking place, and people are doing music therapy sessions, you know, through various kind of video calling apps, etc. Anyways,
My daughter's doing piano lessons through Zoom, so it is amazing what you can do. I think we've all learned things that we probably didn't think we could do before. But
yeah, we all know all about Zoom and Skype and FaceTime and all the different ways we can video call now. So I wanted to this conversation though is going to have a strong musical leaning. Being a music therapist myself, then that's my angle, that's my approach on things. So I'm interested to know, I'm going to take things back a little bit. I'd like to go at some point, return to your period of isolation that you had.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I want to find out a bit more about, you know, where your musical self kind of begins, you know, something from your youth or your younger years, something that sort of takes you back there, you know, whether it's a track or an artist or.
My musical tastes are pretty broad, I have to say, and I'm looking back, not actually sure where at a level it comes from, because neither of my parents particularly were musical. Uh-huh. Certainly didn't play instruments. My early music I did was singing really in choirs at school.
Okay.
But I think that like many people, my musical tastes were probably mostly driven by my elder brother. So he took me off to my first concerts, which was a Carole King concert and then a Rolling Stones concert.
Okay.
And then the music he listened to, I suppose, was the music I listened to.
Yeah.
So in that era, it was sort of Supertramp and Genesis and Eagles and things like that. So it's quite a sort of mixture of stuff. Although I later discovered that my great-grandfather was an organist. Mm-hmm. So there clearly was music in the family going right back.
Okay, yeah. So if you were to pick something from those days, your musical, the way that, you know, you got involved in singing in a choir, was that sort of primary school years? Would that be?
That was junior school.
Junior
and then,
school, yeah.
I mean, I was very lucky. I went to private public school, whatever you want to call it, in England, so actually based in Canterbury. So I sang in Canterbury Cathedral every other Sunday, which was a huge privilege, really, in terms of, you know, the ability to do that. So, you know, it was real sort of classical, cool music, I suppose. Things like Ode for the Wings of a Dove or something like that. Mendelssohn sort of stuff. So some really sort of traditional choir, choral music, I suppose, was where I started doing my musical bits. And, and I've stuck with, I suppose, that thing about singing has always then been a thing for me, although I've never been a particularly... never particularly liked singing on my own, so I've always liked being part of a group or a choir or a musical theatre or something like that. Over time has evolved, I suppose, but choral music, I suppose, was a first introduction to music.
And something that you keep coming back to.
Fundamentally, I'm an introvert, and I don't push myself forward to sing on my own, although I have occasionally done that. I did sort of Gilbert and Sullivan at school, and right through actually later on in life when I moved to Edinburgh. My brother was in a Gilbert Sullivan Society in Edinburgh, and I started doing that, so I probably did about 5 years shows there. And then when I lived in the Borders before in Selkirk, was part of Selkirk Opera, and we did, you know, musicals, Fiddler on the Roof, Oliver, that sort of thing.
There's a lot of that in the Borders, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Operatic societies.
And I just love being part of the chorus and being on stage. And even in my time in Shetland, also did quite a lot of the musical stuff, and so that, I suppose, is a release, really, I find it.
Yeah, Shetland's a fun musical place, isn't it? I'm more of a traditional musical background, so I can really identify with the Shetland traditional music, a lot of fiddle playing and kind of Scandinavian influence as well.
Yeah, and it was a huge opportunity for certainly my daughter, or both daughters have got into music and play. And my youngest one took up the fiddle in Shetland and played a lot of the Shetland Nordic fiddle tunes. And that was a huge opportunity to be in and be able to go to the sort of Shetland fiddle festivals and the folk festival and stuff. There was some really good opportunities to just be part of a musical environment, I suppose.
Indeed. So, do you think we could play a bit of music just now? Then, anything of your choosing. We'll give it a shot. It doesn't have to be choral or traditional Shetland music, or it could be whatever you want. I don't know what you're going to ask for. So,
If I think back to my university days, music for me is always reminds me of things and places. So my university days, I suppose one would be Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms, which has a particular reminding of a trip to the Gower Peninsula and blasting this out on the top of the, on the side of the beach, camped in the Gower and South Wales. And that for me, I suppose, is what music is about, is it takes you back to different experiences that you've had.
These mist-covered mountains are home now for me, but my home is the lowlands, and always will be. Someday you'll return to your valleys and your farms. and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle raged higher. And in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers in arms.
Okay, maybe it would be good to talk a little bit about your own singing and your choral singing. And I know, for example, that you have got involved in the Health and Harmony Choir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, no, you absolutely are right in saying that, and that's been. I mean, as I said, when I went to Shetland, I got back after a couple of years into singing. I sort of had a gap when I first went up there, having always done musical theatre in the Borders, and started off doing a bit of choral singing, and then just because of timing, found that more difficult. So then started doing musical theatre again and pantomime, which I'd never done in the Borders, slightly more irreverent probably.
Yeah.
But I find it a huge, hugely relaxing way of just escaping and being able to do something different and switching off from anything else that's going on. So when I came back to the Borders, I was really keen to do some singing, keep going with that singing, and was actually, you know, was really delighted to see that Borders had a choir and a Health and Harmony choir. Yeah. And I think that certainly for me was quite important or timely in as far as, I haven't talked about this a huge amount, but, I had some struggles with my mental health at times while over a period of time, and certainly find music a very important support or release for that. So coming back, the sort of underlying messages around health and harmony was really important. So it's brilliant. I just find it singing in a group, just being able to concentrate on something, however good or bad you are, doesn't really matter. And that sort of focus on the choir, which is, it doesn't really matter. It is actually a very high standard, but we welcome all comers and support people to sing and experience the joy of singing and making the best sound that you can as part of a group and a supportive group has been really, really positive.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. No, that's fantastic. I've heard a lot about the Health and Harmony Choir. Obviously, I know Claire Gillespie, and unfortunately, I can't make it along on a Thursday myself. But it's the kind of thing that I know a lot of people are getting an awful lot of benefit from going along and just singing with people, being with people in a room singing. You know, it's a great thing.
It's been
powerful.
Great, actually, in the last year. I mean, that's what, a year now I've been going along, just under a year probably. And there's been a lot of new people have joined, and there's, a big turnout, or certainly was a very big turnout before our latest escapades with coronavirus. But even, the last couple of weeks using Zoom and doing things in a different way, it was a surprising number of people still participating, and I think that says a bit about, just how important people feel it is, and it's, it's another human connection, and that at the moment is probably more important than ever.
Yeah, fantastic. I kind of wanted to talk a little bit as well, if we can, just about how things have changed over the last kind of, it'll be 6 to 8 weeks now, I suppose, maybe even longer, since coronavirus came into our world. And I'm just wondering about, is there some, musically, what's kind of current for you? What's relevant to you musically right now? What do you listen to? And has that changed over the last 6 to 8 weeks or so?
What I have found myself doing more recently, which I have got out of the habit of doing, is listening to classical music, if I'm honest. So I'm now, putting Classic FM on before I go to bed and listening to that almost while I fall asleep as a way of sort of trying to unwind. And it's probably not about any particular track, but it's that sort of, I suppose, relatively light approach to music, which I found quite almost therapeutic or relaxing at the moment, just as a way of switching off, really. Just bringing a bit of balance, I suppose, into things. So I didn't used to listen to a lot of classical music, although, when I was little, I suppose it was part of my life, but I actually haven't listened to a lot of it, but I have found myself over the last couple of months increasingly listening to it every evening, which didn't expect to do, I must admit. But
So maybe we could play something from the enormous classical repertoire.
No, where would you go? I suppose the one that springs to mind, and again, it's because it brings back memories, is in my youth, I went to Kenya for a year, and so one of my favourite films is Out of Africa, and one of the, I suppose, the key bit of music within that is Mozart's clarinet concerto, which is played when Robert Redford and Meryl Streep, for those who know the film, are flying across the Kenyan landscape. Mozart's clarinet concerto is a particularly good piece of music, I suppose, I particularly like.
All right, so that's something that you're kind of tuning into at the end of the day to sort of help yourself wind down, maybe de-stress a little bit, and take you back to a period of time or a moment or just a something that is enjoyable to you, something that you have fond memories of.
And I think that for me is what, you know, very often music is that whenever you hear something, it triggers a memory or a feeling or an emotion.
So how about to kind of turn that around a little bit, and is there something then musically at the start of your day, is there something is there any particular piece of music that, you know, that you would go to at the beginning of your day, or, you know, or what? Is it just something else?
No, I probably don't particularly go to music at the beginning of the day. I'll listen to sort of light music, I suppose, at the beginning of the day, normally as I get up, but not a particular type of music, but music of my era, I suspect. So, you know, wouldn't listen to Radio 1 or anything like that, but, you know, struggling with this, as many people of my age will be with, you know, like my parents, but, you know, so... anything that will play music of my era, I suppose, is what I will listen to. But
okay, good. Just thinking as well then, I don't want to keep you too much longer on the phone, because you've got your own life to get on with, but I was wondering, you mentioned earlier at the start of our conversation about your own period of isolation, as a result of coronavirus, I'm assuming, in your household, or, you know, if people in your family were symptomatic. I don't know. Was that yourself that was symptomatic, Rafe?
There were people in the household who had symptoms, but although it was never quite clear whether it was or wasn't. They put tests.
So you went through that period of time where you were isolating anyway. How about, again, a musical question, was there anything that made an impact in you, you saw over that period of time?
Possibly not musically, particularly in terms of what I was listening to, but I mean, what I did have found, it became more obvious when I was self-isolated because I was at home and my children were at home, and so I was sort of working from home, but they were also around the house. One of the things that's been really nice moving back to the borders is having, being able to, live in our house in a way with a piano in the middle of the house, just the way the house is laid out, and them just suddenly potting down, sitting down at the piano, and, you know, beginning to play a tune or sitting down together and playing music together.
Brilliant.
And I think certainly when I was self-isolating, it struck me that is a really important opportunity for them, and it's lovely to be able to see them do something which I could never do, and just in terms of that, sit down and make music yourself, and watching and having brought back to me their love of music has been really quite a something that's, I suppose, brought me quite a lot of pleasure, actually, because I've always said, oh, I must relearn music, having played very badly as a child, but they both managed to keep it going much longer than I have, and that gives me and my wife a lot of pleasure, actually, that they are doing that, and clearly just doing it for the love of it rather than, because, you know, when I did it, it always felt like at that point as a child that you felt, you know, you had to go off and practice and stuff, but they clearly just do it as for the love of it, that's brilliant to see,
isn't it? Yeah, fantastic. Well, do you want to leave us with a a piece of music? You got anything in mind that you could share?
Oh, that's a difficult one, isn't it? I suppose, I mean, because we're in Scotland, I suppose I was thinking about my favourite Scottish music, and I suppose it's a, I don't know whether it's a bit of a cliche, because it's probably many people's, but I suppose Highland Cathedral is a particular piece of Scottish music that I love, so maybe that's an appropriate piece to finish on.
Fiona Mason. I'm currently working as a senior charge nurse in the Scottish Borders Community Learning Disability Team. Last year I completed the Queen's Nurse Programme, which is a programme in leadership and development for community nurses. As part of that journey, we were encouraged to journal and reflect and be creative in ways to express ourselves and our journeys. Last week, amidst the coronavirus madness, I was finding it hard to find some inner peace. So I thought I'd put pen to paper and I wrote a short poem that I'd like to share with you. I've called it We Will Rise. Lockdown has arrived for all, the 23rd of March, our world flipped on its axis. We watched it spread globally, coronavirus, scary, unseen enemy. Unprecedented challenge, we are but human, how can we get through these times? At home there is loss, heartache, each death hits us hard, people in isolation. In work, we must stand up tall, face the challenges, to do our best as always. Key workers doing their best, weary but hopeful, just believing we will win. Communities together show love and kindness. We are in this together. Our brighter days will return, inner peace restored. Appreciate little things. Stay strong and we will triumph. Pull each other through. We are fighters. We will rise. I hope that the words touch people, give people some comfort. I'm also sharing to say thank you to all the key workers out there, not just NHS, but everyone that's out there doing their bit to get us all through this. Shared with love. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fiona, and thank you, Rafe. You can get more info through the staff involvement emails, Wellbeing Wednesday, and the emotional support team who can be reached at Here For You, that's H-E-R-E, number four, letter U, at borders.scot.nhs.uk. Otherwise, thanks for listening and catch you later. Bye.